KXFM in the mornings with Ed Show. You know, I had mentioned a little while ago that I was angry at this guy that I saw cutting hair when, in fact, there is an order of the local health officer, the Orange County health officer, ordered effective immediately yesterday that all public and private gatherings of any number of people, that was very specific, including the places of work, be shut down. And they did that as a precaution. They don't want you breathing each other's germs, essentially. It's not even about handshakes anymore. It's about being within that distance of breathing in somebody else's germs. So it got me a little angry when I noticed the guy cutting hair. Who needs a haircut? Who needs to cut hair that badly this morning? And if you're not taking it seriously, this is what I wanted to mention. In 1918, the Spanish flu hit the entire world. More than 50 million people died worldwide. Half a billion people of the world's population. Yeah, that's about that. At the time, that was about a third of the world's population. So half a billion people were infected in 1918. 675,000 people died here in the United States. Now, the Asian flu in 1957 had about 2 million deaths. 70,000 of those were here in the United States. That was a subtype of the H2N2 believed to have originated from birds in China, which is why they called it the Asian flu. Now, in 1968, the Hong Kong flu hit, and there were a total of 1.1 million deaths. 33,800 of those were here in the United States. If you weren't taking it seriously by then, that was the rapid development of a vaccine that was able to help stop that. So they developed a vaccine fairly quickly, and I want to say only, but 33,800 people died here, and it could have been much worse. Now, in 2009, 2010, just a few years back, we had the swine flu, and I don't know if you remember, but the swine flu had 575,000 deaths worldwide. 11,000 of those were here. 11,690 deaths here in the United States just as recently as a few years ago. Now, by 2010, the CDC had reported that an estimated 57 million Americans had been sickened, and about 250,000 of those were hospitalized. It had a fairly low death rate, though, of like a 0.01 to a 0.06%. Okay? Now, so far, COVID-19 is spreading more rapidly, and the death rate is up around 3%, a little bit higher than 3%. It's 3.4%, the death rate worldwide for the COVID-19. So I'm asking you, please, if you know someone that is not taking it seriously, if you know someone that is just, they're cutting hair today or something like that, do what it takes. This, by the way, I'm hearing sirens go by. Maybe they're going to go bust the guy who's cutting hair right now. But please, take this seriously, because it is a serious matter, and we're here to keep you updated, but please take it seriously.